Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And they'll face more death and destruction to their families and to their homeland. They need our help, and they need it right now, not after the eggnog.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is putting heat on House Republicans for holding up supplemental aid to Ukraine. On Thursday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Western support for Kyiv is weakening and peace will only come from Russia's imminent victory. Ohio Republican Congressman Dave Joyce says he hasn't seen any evidence President Joe Biden was corrupt as vice president. He did vote for the impeachment inquiry, but says he views it as an investigation.
I mean, I think that the evidence needs to be produced that people can make that determination in a whether it's there or whether it's not.
Joyce says impeachment has become politicized and has been abused in recent years. Vice President Kamala Harris is urging the administration to show more concern for Palestinian lives amidst the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. According to the New York Times, White House officials are telling their Israeli peers they should stop large-scale attacks in favor of targeted strikes, and Biden is becoming increasingly public in his criticism of how Israel is waging the war.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
Yesterday was the 11th anniversary of the Sandy Hook school shooting. Democratic Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy is calling for stricter gun safety laws.
We just need to make a decision as a country as to whether we want to live in a world in which this carnage continues. This isn't an accident. It isn't bad luck. It's a choice.
Rudy Giuliani didn't take to the witness stand Thursday in his ongoing defamation trial brought forth by two Georgia election workers he accused of voter fraud. But he says he still might.
When I was a prosecutor, defense lawyers never told me if the guy was going to testify or not. So I sure as heck am not going to tell them whether I am or I'm not.
U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell has already ruled Giuliani is liable for defaming the poll workers. The trial now is to decide on damages. Some state lawmakers in New Jersey hope to boost turnout in primary elections by allowing 17-year-olds to vote if they turn 18 by the general election. Makari Vargas with the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice says voting is habit-forming, but even more so before the disruptions that come after high school.
Whereas if you introduce it while they're still in school, it becomes a part of their curriculum, a part of their civics education.
A bill to lower the voting age has passed the state House and awaits action in the Senate. 18 other states and Washington, D.C. have similar laws. Finally, another poll shows former President Donald Trump ahead of President Joe Biden in 7 key battleground states. The survey from Morning Consult and Bloomberg found voters favor Trump on the economy. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, filling in for Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're two different.